Luke chapter 7, verses 9 through 10. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Gospels. When Jesus heard this, Matthew wrote, he was amazed, and turning to the crowd following him, he said, I tell you, I have not found such faith in all of Israel. And then the men who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well. This is a continuation of our story from yesterday. You remember as Jesus entered the city of Capernaum, he was stopped to heal a centurion's servant. A Roman soldier had sent some friends to tell Jesus that the Roman soldier did not deserve to have Jesus come into his house. And as a leader, the centurion understood authority. He said, Jesus, just say the word and my servant will be healed. But Jesus was amazed at the centurion's faith. This man understood the power of Jesus. He knew that Jesus could just as easily heal from a distance as he could in person. Jesus wanted to make sure the crowd following him did not miss the point. So he turned to them and said, I tell you, I have not found such great faith in all of Israel. And from a distance, Jesus healed the centurion's servant. Jesus does not want us to miss the point of the story. Although he is not physically present, he can still do his powerful work in our lives. Maybe you need physical or emotional healing. Maybe you need spiritual renewal. Maybe you need healing in your marriage or relationships with your children. Maybe you need to find a job. Although Jesus' physical presence is not with you, his power is not diminished. Sitting at the right hand of God, he still speaks with authority. Place your request before God. Believe in his ability to meet your needs. Amaze Jesus like the centurion did with your faith. And then wait on his timing and his will. He is the God of all authority. Father, teach me the difference between faith that believes and waits on your perfect timing and will versus presumptuous demands in which I call the shots and expect my way. Teach me that amazing faith is absolute dependence on you. In Jesus' name, amen.